Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Warlow back on the show. John is coming up on an 8-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Built to Sell. That's his first book, and the new book is called The Automatic Customer. But long before that, he founded Warlow and Company, which was a subscription-based research firm out of Toronto, Canada, and he operated it really well for a number of years. I was involved in some of the events that he had going on and enjoyed them and got a lot of benefit from them. Then he sold his business, which is, we were all happy about that. But the good news is he didn't completely retire. He's still giving back, and we're glad to know that he's doing that. John Warlow, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. I can't believe I haven't got The Age of the Customer yet. I'm going to read it right now. I'm excited to get through that.
It's on the way to you right now. Hey, John, thanks again for being here, and congratulations on another new book. I remind men that after they've written a book, that that's as close as you and I will ever come to birthing a baby.
You're right.
So the automatic customer, you've got a great experience in building a subscription-based business, which is another way of saying continuous recurring revenues, right?
That's right. I mean, it's the lifeblood of any business, having customers who automatically repurchase. And that's really the essence of the automatic customer. And, you mentioned Built to Sell off the top. I screwed up in Built to Sell. I didn't spend enough time talking about recurring revenue and the importance of having that recurring revenue come in, because we've seen it through the Value Builder system, my new company, which talks about, we've seen the idea that recurring revenue improves the value of a business tremendously. So it's a big deal.
Well, no kidding. However, a lot of businesses, the internet kind of works against that model, doesn't it? The idea that customers, that users have, and I'm going to talk about users in a minute. The ideas that users have with regard to, why should I pay for something when I can get it for free?
Sure, if you're thinking about information, but there's a lot of other subscription models out there. And I think of subscription models as being, when you're marketing and selling a subscription model, you've got to think 10x. So, for example, Netflix is a subscription model that competes with downloading movies off iTunes. And when you subscribe to Netflix, you get literally millions of titles versus having to buy them onesie-twosie off iTunes.
Right.
And so that's really the secret of selling a subscription, is to think about how do you 10x the value proposition, because no one's going to subscribe for 10x.
Now, 10x, slow down. Just slow down and tell the audience what you mean when you say 10x.
I just mean 10 times the value proposition. So, I'll give you another example. There's a great little company called New Masters Academy in California that offers art lessons if you want to learn how to be a potter or do watercolor painting. And the current way you become an artist is you go to a community college and you sign up for a workshop. It might cost you $600 or $800. New Masters, for $30 a month, you can subscribe and get access to a library of these tutorials. Mm-hmm. And so $30 a month, it's 20 times the value proposition of going to the community college and spending $600 or $800. That's what I mean by 10x.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it could be something that you do where you have to change your business model. But it could be a way of just repricing your product, right?
You're right. And so many traditional businesses have the opportunity to create recurring revenue streams. Think about a swimming pool company. They come and open their swimming pool in the spring. They might close it down in the fall. But, we do that every year. And there's no reason they couldn't create a subscription model that says, look, we'll have your annual pool maintenance program. We'll open up. Every 2 weeks we'll come rebalance the water. We'll check your chemicals. And we'll close up in the fall. And we'll do that for an annual subscription fee. It creates recurring revenue for the pool company, lets the owner sleep at night.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, tremendously boosts the value of the company, which, again, is kind of a big
focus. That's exactly. When I had my consulting company, before I knew you, John, when I had my consulting company, once I built up a group of loyal customers, I came up with a pricing model for them. I said, okay, what I'd like to do is I'd like to bill you every month at least this minimum, and this will get you this many hours that you can use that month, but you can't carry them forward. You have to use them. But even if you don't use them, this number isn't so big that it'll hurt you to pay it, and it'll allow me to hold down the number of people that I work with, and that way you'll almost be assured. And in fact, I said this to them: I promise you, I'll never turn you down if you need me. Now that meant sometimes I had to work 24 hours. But my point is that went from me doing project consulting to recurring revenue consulting.
Perfect.
And it worked. It worked great. So you don't have to just sell information, folks, to do this. Quick break. Right back with John Borlo. His new book is called The Automatic Customer, Creating a Subscription Business in Any Industry.
If you run a business, you know your financial results.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.